And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Job, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys Show. That's it.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, spring has sprung. Talked a little bit about a cast iron Kamado grill, and then just talked about high-end pizza grills. Boy, if you got the budget, that'd be the unit to get, that Pizza di Forno, or Forno di Pizza. I said it backwards. But anyway, so our next holiday on the grill is going to be Cinco de Mayo, and that'd be the 5th of May. And here we are on late April, so we got a week or two to plan. So we thought, you know what? It's a spring tradition. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yes, precisely, which is why we're trying to be ahead of the curve a little bit, because I think it's going to be on a Tuesday this year.
Okay.
And so we didn't want to come out with it just a couple days before.
Taco Tuesday, baby.
And we didn't want to come out with it too early, but we didn't want to wait to the last minute either in case you need to go out and get something. But this is a really easy dish, and it's one of those I've talked about several times.
It's a Wednesday.
Yeah, I actually learned it from my daughter, Emily. She made it for one of our parties a couple years ago for our taco bar. And it's basically pork shoulder in a Mexican fashion.
Profile, right.
Yeah, and it's pretty cool. So the recipe is on the Grillin' Guys website. You can go to thegrillinguys.com, and there's a search bar on the right side, upper side of the page, and just punch in pork or carnita, whatever you want, but it's a pork carnita. And the flavor is so unique on this. It's not your typical taco meat flavor or too much cumin or, you know, whatever a lot of people screw up on Mexican food. This is balanced. So you're gonna basically rub your pork roast. You're going to poke it with a fork and get all sorts of penetration. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm probably going to...
Are you using a pork shoulder in
this? Yeah, I'm probably going to bone the thing and cut it into pieces so I can have rub all over a bunch of smaller pieces.
Oh, you know, now there's something new that we normally don't talk about, but that point right there, everybody buys a pork shoulder. They're called a Boston butt, a pork butt.
Yeah.
It's the front shoulder of the hog. And they'll cook their pork shoulder, and I'm guilty of this almost every time, is cooking it whole, right? And I'll just put it in there and smoke the thing for 10, 12 hours, and we're good. But you only get seasoning on the outside of it, right? Yeah. And so cutting it into these pieces,
yes,
you get a lot more flavorful cut.
Presentation's better, too.
Right.
So if you put this rub on them, the spice rub is like chili powder, salt, pepper, cumin, coriander, all kinds of stuff, right? Then there's a mop sauce. So if you cut that roast up into, maybe 4 or 5 pieces.
So you're still going to have a couple pound chunks of it.
Put your rub all over it. Let it set in the refrigerator overnight.
That's a big tip right there.
Yep. And then the next morning, come out and soak it in some orange juice and garlic.
Ooh. When you say soak it, am I mopping that on, or am I just going to submerge it in that, or what do you think?
You're gonna pour in a half a bottle of orange juice and put this thing in the oven and just freaking start baking it.
It's going to steam it and
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you braising it in that then? I mean, is it going to be enough of it on the meat, or is it just in the bottom of the pan?
There's enough in it. You're going to use a couple cups of orange juice, so there's enough in it that it kind of half covers the meat, and you keep flipping it over and rolling it. But the cool thing is, halfway through, you're going to start using this mop sauce, And this is going to be cider vinegar, canola oil, garlic, and a little bit more of the rub, and a Mexican beer.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh,
Mexican. Negro Modelo is what Emily recommended. But so then you're just going to keep basting the thing for hours in that. When you get it to where it's going to fall apart, nice and tender, you pull it out, and what she does is she pulls it out and puts it on a big sheet and then throws it in the broiler and just gives it about 2 or 3 minutes, depending, like mine's infrared, so you got to go quick. But gonna leave it in there a few minutes just to give it sort of darkened ends. It's just looks kind of crispy and crunchy. And I'll tell you what.
Texture makes a difference.
Oh, my gosh. It's so good. I'm hungry right now.
So
just thinking about
it. This, I don't mean this sounds stupid, but how do you eat it? I mean, are you?
Well, we use it for taco meat.
Okay.
Or fajitas.
So on a tortilla, hard shell, soft shell, doesn't matter, whatever you like.
Yep.
Corn flour.
Yep.
It's all good. And then it's the normal fare. Whatever you.
Yes.
Right.
Or
Fontina
like,
cheese. And
Or you can just have a serving of it next to your frijoles and rice or whatever you do.
Right.
If you do beans.
Yep.
Rice,
you don't want the carbs
salad,
or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's so good, you'll just want to eat the meat.
Right.
Yeah.
So, while I would be doing that, I would be grilling some jalapenos. Because when we go to, there is actually a restaurant called Cinco de Mayo in Grand Rapids, where we are here.
Yep.
And one of my favorite side dishes there is they have grilled jalapenos.
Mm-hmm.
And they're whole, right? So they've got a little heat in them because the seeds are still in them and stuff. But what I envision them doing, because of the way they look when they come to the table, is they've just got a gas burner back there, and they're rolling those things with a pair of tongs because they're kind of charred on the outside a little bit, but they're soft and they've collapsed when they get to the table. And, man, are those things a great side dish.
Yeah, there's several ways you can do that. You can, if you have a hot cast iron skillet, you know, a lot of Mexican cooks will just roll them on a skillet. One place I went to, I don't know if it was Cinco de Mayo or where, but they'll take and they'll slice the thing down to the tip twice so it has like four fingers on it.
Okay.
And then they'll throw it on the grill like that. That's how I always do mine now. And I just cut them like that, and they tend to grill up a little
nicer.
So
it's not individual pieces because you leave the stem in.
No, you leave the stem on, you cut from the stem down to the tip, and you just get like four fingers out of the thing. And
wow.
They're gorgeous.
Yeah.
And they taste totally different when you grill them.
Right.
They get milder.
They do. They absolutely do. That's where I was going with it, is they're not going to kill you. There's still a little heat in there because you didn't clean all the seeds and the fibers out. But when they're grilled, they get tame, right? And so that's kind of cool. You know, you always want to wash it down on Cinco de Mayo with a margarita, right? I mean, we had some friends over. We did a Taco Tuesday a couple weeks ago, and I went and bought this pre-made Jose Cuervo with the
golden,
with the margarita all in it. I mean, it's a jug of margarita ready to drink.
Right.
And it was mango because that's what the girls wanted. I was like wrinkling my nose up at it.
It was pretty good though, wasn't it?
It was. It was really good, man. So you know, don't judge
off
the horse.
A bottle of that myself.
Right. Don't judge a book by its cover because the mango was all right.
But judge a book by its horse.
Yeah,
I got it.
Yeah. Ride a different horse to the stables. Do something. I don't know.
That marinade for this roast, anyway, you can discard it or you can simmer it down and use it for your serving.
All right, there you go. A little side sauce. All right, we're going to bring this train to the station. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance. While you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. GarrettsAppliance.com.
Now you're a man! A man!
law, negotiate a relationship like you negotiate a salary. State your boundaries and never settle for less than you're worth.
Yeah, that whole worth thing, that's hard to quantify in a relationship. But anyway, I get it. I get it, and I'm with you, man. So we've been talking about spring planning. Cleaning is always part of that deal. In my mind, you've got a winter's worth of settled crud that needs to be cleaned out and cleaned up. So that's a big thing with your grills. If you left charcoal in the bottom of your grill, shame on you. But get it out of there, right?
You know, our friends down at Allen Bob's are doing some spring cleaning too. And they're having a huge sale on the 14th and the 15th.
Of May?
Yep.
Okay.
And Jop and I are going to come down there and feed everybody on that Friday, the 14th, from 3 to 7.
You included if you come.
Yep. And Saturday from noon to 3. And we're going to have walking tacos and barbecue sandwiches, bitchin' beans, and lots of deals. I just picked up a sweet Great Lakes AR-15 223 556 combo. It's so nice. I've got my...
Did you get any ammo with it?
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what Allen Bob's is cool about, is that if you buy a gun from them, they'll guarantee that they've got ammo for
it. Yep.
Right? And that's unique, because there's a lot of stores that don't do that, but whatever their business model is, they hold back enough ammunition that if you buy a gun, you're going to get ammunition. It's kind of like buying a car with no gas. You can't do that.
Well,
right?
I've got this beautiful survivor sling from Thomas Lindsley for it. And I'm just in hog heaven right now. It's like the ultimate weapon, ready for any rioters, anything that comes my way.
Yeah, on your 10 acres in the middle of the woods, right, yep.
Hey, if they are stupid enough to drive up my driveway.
Right, yeah, no, that's fine. But a fun toy, right?
Yeah, so May 14th and May 15th, come to Allen Bob's.
14th is a Friday. We're going to be making food from 3 to 7.
Yep.
And obviously then the 15th is Saturday, and we're there from noon to 3.
Yes.
So there is going to be a small charge because we're raising money for a charity. But we'll
it's called the Grillin' Guys Show.
Right, yeah. But you'll get your belly full of some really, really good barbecue. We may even do some brisket if we decide to do that.
And that's at Millbrook Tack and Allen Bob Sports. It's 68th Street and 131 in Grand Rapids. Now, if you have horses, you already know who Millbrook is. If you're a hunter, you already know who Allen Bob's is. We're trying to put the horse girls with the hunting guys.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. And it's easy to find. It's on the southeast corner of that intersection, US 131 and 68th Street exit. It's kind of behind a Marathon station, but you can't miss it. It's a big place.
Yes, and they just got a load of Great Lakes AR-15s in, so
there you
they're
go.
Back in stock.
Yeah.
Not for long.
Right, they won't be because they'll be blowing them out, all puns intended.
The Joe Biden sale is on.
Right. Anyway, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week to the Grillin' Guys. We have a lot of fun, and I hope you did too. So we'll be talking with you next week, and we'll look forward to doing that. See ya.